Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Sunday, November 24th, 2024, my newest segment of Markets, A Look Ahead. People, let's just start off with this. If you recall the video that I did Friday morning, I said specifically to watch for another false flag event to occur soon. Well, I'm going to give you guys and girls one guess as to what happened on Friday night. Most of you already know. It's astonishing how these things just happen by coincidence, of course, after market hours on weekends. Well, here we go. There's a nice headline for you. So on Friday night, first hypersonic missile attack. And, you know, let me just read some of this, too. This is, so President Vladimir Putin has confirmed that Russia has used a hypersonic intermediate range missile as an assault on Ukraine and threatens much more attacks. This is being sold to us all as an unstoppable weapon and as a warning to those that are supplying missiles and weaponry to Ukraine here. Anyway, now NATO is convening emergency talks to discuss this new threat. Now, imagine our shock here. You have to understand, and I know you do already, the system is illiquid. What does this mean? People, we're running out of cash. It's really quite a paradox to understand. Most of you who follow this blog, in fact, I would say all of you who follow this blog understand that. When you hear about global debt surging out of control, debts, deficits, all this stuff, what is it really coming down to? The fact that we are in a liquidity crisis on a scale that has never been seen before in the history of the world. Now, being that we all know that cash is drying up, look, the paradox is very simple. Even though the world today, we've never been here before and it's getting monumentally worse, is awash in debt, fully debt saturated, there's not enough of it. The system is toxic. In other words, it must constantly, every second of every day, the mechanism of pulling more cash into the now must go on. And we're being bridged into a new system very rapidly right now. We're going to talk more about that real quick in just a minute or two. But understand, you and I have been talking about this for I don't know how long now. There must be another event, a series of events to allow the system to inflate. What that means is central banks pushing more of their product on us, the people of the world, and we lose. You understand? I really hope you guys and girls are realizing the situation that you've been placed in. Anyway, look, man, it looks to me, as we have discussed as of late, it is going to be the oldest trick in the book that central banks are going to use against us. This is a war. You think it's a war in Ukraine and Russia? You think it's a war in the Middle East? No, it's a war against you. You understand? Central banks have their bases on every continent of this world, and we're losing. Again, this mechanism must be kept going. War, the build-up to war, war itself or some other thing, scandemics, warp speeds, whatever it's got to be, people, they're not done. Wake up. They're not done. They need another mechanism to allow the system to inflate, and they're going to wipe out a large percentage of the population of this planet to allow the system to continue to manifest itself. All wars are banker wars. Is it a surprise to you, yet again, that we get another false flag after the market close on a weekend? This is the MO. It's always the same. I mean, 98 to 99% of the times. But you see, let's just decipher this a little more. What does this mean for the markets come, let's say, tomorrow? The market will view this as positive. Yes, you heard the right thing. War, the expansion of war, the buildup to war allows the system to inflate. People, look, man, no other endeavor on this planet up until the scamdemic generated a need for more borrowed dollars than war. Why do you think they weaponized war against we, the people of this world? Where's the cash come from? We don't have it. You understand? It has to be created out of nothing. And central banks are more than willing to lend. And that means, again, currency devaluation. And what does it mean for you? You lose. Expect what I've been telling you. We are going to see supply chain disruption, stockpile. Start to stockpile medical supplies, non-perishables, have access to water. People, if you can't see what's happening right now and why it's happening, again, why are we seeing this? Because the system is illiquid. We're running out of cash. They need another avenue to inflate. Some of you still believe that presidents, kings, queens, dictators, they're the ones that run the world. They're the ones that are responsible for the world economy. No, they're not. It's central banks who run the entire system. When you guys and girls wake up to that, you will understand why things are the way they are. Until that point, you will have no clue, none, as to what's really going on here. So, on the back of this, obviously, again, how many of you are surprised that this happened after market hours? Oh, nobody, if you follow this blog. Anyway, look, we get it. We know where we're going here, and this is not going to stop. Just so you know, if you think, dream, fantasize, that just because there's been a changing of the figurehead that has been placed behind the Resolute desk, that war is going to change, we're going to see it all stop, then you have been duped to the highest possible order. It is not going to stop. The mechanism must continue to pull cash into the now, and we lose. You understand? When are we going to start holding our leaders to account? Never. It doesn't seem so. The lies, the deceptions, the distractions. And here's a big one. This is in your inbox if you subscribe to my free freaking newsletter for the millionth time. Link in the description of this video. You'll find this too. I sent this out to you this morning. It's in your inbox so you can, and it's a really incredible video. You can see what these hypersonic missiles actually look like being used in combat. I've never seen anything like it before. But anyway, look, this is really what's happening here, people. What's happening and why things are the way they are and what we need to do about it, people. Anyway, look, so I'm going to read this to you and I'm going to ad-lib through this. This is gold. I'm going to ask you to please share this stuff. Get it out there. Let people understand what's happening to them and why. Okay? We're stronger together, people. We're stronger together. So, anyway, markets sleeping with the enemy by yours truly. Now, I want you to pay attention to what I wrote here right off the bat in case you were wondering why we're being bridged into a new system, why central banks here. The new alliance of merging banks with cryptocurrencies will prove to be the most positive thing to happen for the banking system ever since going off the gold standard. And that's what we're being bridged into. You know that. That's why Trump was selected. The number one reason, probably. Anyway, look. A disturbing alliance is being thrust upon us all. And although this pact will prove to be exceedingly beneficial for some, it will come at a great cost for most, as it always is. Most of you reading this believe that the United States needs to be returned to a constitutional money system. But unfortunately, the United States is being rapidly pulled farther away from a constitutional money system. Instead, the United States is being deliberately, systematically, and now methodically bridged into a blockchain-based tokenized system at an accelerated pace. Are you seeing what's going on here? The key component, and I go on to say, I mean the key of making the tokenized system a reality is first by merging the banking system with cryptocurrency / blockchain technology. Banks, therefore, must be further deregulated along with cryptocurrencies and then streamlining the two. Therefore, bringing cryptocurrencies right up into the mainstream. Why do you think we're being converted into the crypto capital of the world by the Bitcoin president? Do you, you did vote for this, right? This is what you wanted? Banks being deregulated in and of itself is massively positive for banks and the financial market sector as a whole. No brainer here, people. Then, merging banks with cryptocurrencies is even more positive for the banks. I understand that banks are the enemy. Henceforth, the title here, people, Sleeping with the Enemy. Now, I'm going to say this one more time, and I want you to really listen to this. This new alliance of merging banks with cryptocurrencies will prove to be the most positive thing to happen for the banking system ever since going off of the gold standard. It should be clear to you, the reader, that the United States will be leading the way moving forward to introduce blockchain technology into the financial system and mainstreaming it. We also understand that cryptocurrencies will be added to the U.S. Strategic Reserve, according to President-elect Donald Trump. Secondarily, by adding crypto to the U.S. Strategic Reserves, it further legitimizes cryptocurrencies. I say secondarily here. However, adding crypto to the U.S. Strategic Reserve should be considered as an integral part of mainstreaming, legitimizing crypto, and as a major step towards tokenization. Duh! Sleeping with the enemy. I consider the entire banking system predatory. I think most of you would agree. Moreover, I personally do not like observing the mainstreaming of cryptocurrencies. The mainstreaming of crypto is clearly the way to push we the people or bridge us into accepting the tokenized system. The alliance / deregulation of banks and crypto is frankly immensely positive for the price action of both the banks and the crypto space as well. With that, I would expect to see major investment cash make its way into both the financial sector / banks and cryptocurrencies. Wake up to the new world order. Are we on the same page? If you still are deluded and believe the lies that you were told and still are being told, you're being distracted right now. Focus on this. Focus on that. Don't look at the bigger picture as we are pushed faster into this tokenized system. People, it's too simple to understand. If you still think that presidential elections exist and they're not selections, that certain people are put in positions for a reason, well, then I don't know what to tell you. I've told you guys and girls since way before the selection, no matter who was selected, the Fed was going to get an ally to sit behind the Resolute desk. And this is it. The markets, the Fed, the New World Order, the tokenized system got its guy. And you guys and girls out here are going to wake up fast when you see as we move into 2025 how this is going to play out with regard to the bridging of the system. Massive, highly destructive currency devaluation as the promise of lower rates is going to be thrust upon you, which is obviously an economic wrecking ball as it destroys the purchasing power of the currency. But you guys and girls voted for this, right? Your votes don't count. I'm just joking here. Not a single one of your votes counted. If your votes counted, you wouldn't be allowed to vote. Nothing can be left to chance in this environment. You have to understand what's going on. Central banks have become the government of the world. The one world government. The one world government we've all been warned about for decades. It's here now. Wake up, man. Wake up and take advantage of it. Because if you don't take action, you've taken an action anyway, and you're setting yourself up to lose. Taking action means, yes, we must, in fact, unfortunately, sleep with the enemy. We need to utilize every avenue in our disposal. This is a war. If we don't have the upper hand, the high ground in this war, you're going to lose. That means we unfortunately have to do things that we wouldn't like doing. You must have cryptocurrency in your portfolio. People, we have the crypto president now. That's who he is, who he said he was. We're being pushed, again, to be the crypto capital of the world, not the constitutional money system of the world. Why are we adding crypto to, according to our illustrious new presidential selectee, to the U.S. Strategic Reserves? Why are we not adding gold? Because it would stand as a roadblock to the Fed. Understand? The Fed got the ultimate puppet. The ultimate puppet here. If you guys and girls can't wake up to that, if this hurts your freaking feelings, I'm sorry to tell you, you were duped. As usual, people never vote in their best interest anyway. Don't you understand that? You have no say-so. You're told a whole plethora of lies, and then you're made to cheer for them. Even things like, for example, I promise you lower rates, because some people think you're too stupid to understand what that actually means. That means your currency is going to lose purchasing power, and you lose. So what do we do? Again, we don't deviate. This war that is obviously escalating, the market's going to view this as positive. Why? More borrowed cash into existence, more currency devaluation, more power for the military-industrial complex, the corporate agenda. People, wake up! Everything outside of a nuclear exchange is going to be viewed by this market as positive. It's the truth. It's absolutely true. Again, because of the mechanism here, are you starting to see what's going on and how you've been set up, how you've been duped, lied to? Consider yourself part of the super elite. If you have the ability to understand what's going on here, really, then really, I don't know another way to put it. You have been using your God-given intellect here. People, look, start holding people to account. Do you really want to be bridged into the tokenized system? Is that what you voted for Donald Trump? Really? It wouldn't have mattered anyway. But start holding them to account. You don't want to be bridged into the new system? Start reaching out to President Trump on his social, President Select Trump on his social media. Say, we don't want to be the crypto capital of the world. We want to be the constitutional money system of the world. See how you get laughed at and ridiculed. You won't even hear an answer. Because again, the groundwork is all laid out here. And it's been laid out way before Trump was selected. You realize that, right? People, once you understand that nothing is what it appears to be until you wake up, well, then I guess you're going to be completely lost. What else would you expect here? Where the population has been so dumbed down, they don't know what's going on, what end is up, down, inside or out anymore. But we got to take advantage of the system. People continue to bet against the debt. War, scandemics, warp speeds, whatever they got to throw at us to inflate the debt is going to be weaponized further against you and I. So what are we going to do? Commodity exposure. What have I been telling you since time immemorial? You need exposure to commodities, more specifically silver, my favorite asset of all time. It will never stop. Maybe not never, but for now, that's where you got to be, guys and girls. And you need crypto in your portfolio. You need, I don't know what you guys and girls are thinking here. What you've been thinking since I told you to buy Bitcoin at $17,500, what's $100,000? Yes, I understand that, you know, it seems like tulip mania to some of you out here, but if you were able to, or if you had a guy or a person say, look, man, who understands the market, people, look, man, you and I, we're part of a team here. I may be the daddy lion, but I've been pretty much dead on here, even with calling false flag events. I'm not right all the time, but most of the time we get it right. This was a false flag here. Never before have we seen this in warfare, but the market is going to view it as positive. That's how I see it. Let's see if I'm right. Anyway, look, guys and girls, we got this down. Continue to do what we're doing. Stay long the stock market until we see the meltdown in the debt market. The debt market is the key. You know that. It's going to be hyperinflated until we, again, the bridge is completely built into the new system. You understand? Once the bridge is complete, and that's why Trump was selected, once that's done, the system comes down. Pandemonium in the streets on a massive scale. Liquidity crisis, meaning you're not going to have access to any of the cash that you think you have. The system is going to lock up. And then they're going to say, hey, guess what, everyone? We have a solution for you. Solution is happening right now. We're being bridged. Why do you think, again, we're seeing deregulation of banks? The deregulation of crypto, the merging of the two. This has to happen. This is the key. The mainstreaming of blockchain technology to bridge us into the tokenized system of maximum control. It's all about control. You all know that. Either you're going to start holding your illustrious people to account, or you're just going to take it straight and deep and hard right in every orifice that you have dry. I don't think you're going to like it too much. It's incredible, people, man. It really is. All right, look, man, this is your wake-up call. And I hope you're starting to see things in their true light. Because all this is you being duped and kept in the dark. Some of you don't seem to care, unfortunately. Whatever, man. That's all I have to say. Look, as I said, this is in your inbox. I want you to have it. I want you to share it. Get it out there. Let me know what you think about all this lovely stuff. Are you surprised? Shocked? On a weekend? It's always the same story, man. It's too easy. People, we have their playbook, man. How can we possibly lose? And we got each other. We got each other. And in my view, we got the Almighty, too. And that's a fact. All right, anyway, I'm out of here. Love all of you from the heart with all I got. And I want to hear from you as usual, people. I'll see you in the morning, okay? I really hope you got something out of this video. And, well, let me know, all right? I'll see you, as I said, in the morning, people, until we meet again. Please take care of yourselves and each other.